Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. What can I do for you today?
More information on your service?
Sure. What kind of information are you looking for? Did you have questions in mind?
Are you guys actually at my house, like in my area yet, or are you guys coming this way?
Okay, so I would need to know your address to know where you're located.
108 North Allen Street, Catskill, New York.
Okay, so we're not quite to Catskill yet, but we are heading there in the next couple of years, like within the next year or so.
Okay, so then it's not around here yet.
Not just yet, but we are planning on getting to there.
Okay. All right, so then there's nothing else because I'm in Catskill, so I received your guys' flyer today.
Okay, let me actually just take a quick look and see if there's anything in Catskill that we're already servicing. I mean, I'm not 100%, but you said it was 108?
North Allen Street.
And that's 12414?
Yep.
I'm checking it now. Hold on one moment. Okay, so actually, the reason that you received the flyer is because we're expected to be there by December 21st, and we're able to pre-order.
Okay.
So it's up to you if you want to go ahead and sign up now. We can also do that online if you would like, but I can definitely answer some of those questions that you had.
So it says for $69.99. I don't know what I have through Mid-Hudson Cable. I do have a lot of stuff that runs off of my Wi-Fi. So I have my TV is run off it, my phone, when we're home, my security system, and a bunch of other things. How many things does it typically? I got like 10 things that's running off of my Wi-Fi right now.
10 is plenty. I mean, we're able to handle more than 10, and we do offer. I've actually seen customers who had almost 50 devices connected to their Wi-Fi. We actually ended up offering them some Wi-Fi extenders to help alleviate that. But 10 is perfectly fine. Where you would have absolutely no issues with that.
Okay. I might as well get going on it. I mean, because I pay like $120 a month, so $69.99 is definitely.
Absolutely, because I know exactly how you feel. Mine was like $140 every month with cable.
And the sad part is that's all I use is just their Wi-Fi. I don't have their phone. I don't have their.
I know. I don't either.
And I've said stuff to them about it because one of my friends where I work, she used to work with me, and she's like, "Oh, we're the best." No, you guys aren't the best, really. You guys are the best around here because that's all you are offered around here.
Yes, exactly.
Because I had, I think when I first moved into my house, I had Verizon internet service. Absolutely horrible.
Yep.
And then I had, I think I had Dish TV. Theirs is absolutely horrible. Kept cutting in and out. I mean, they've kept up with me, but I also have a high plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, with Catskill, it's been a little bit tricky because when I lived up in, for example, Hensonville, we had DSL. Like, it was not fun at all. And, I mean, Hensonville isn't, like, you know, right by Wyndham. That was not fun at that time. Went from, you know, high-speed cable to back to the late 90s there.
Yeah.
So that was definitely fun. All right. And then, of course, this is for a home, right? Not a business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, for a home.
All right. And then you wanted the 1 gig. And then did you
said that's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, the 1 gig is perfectly fine, especially for 10 devices. We do offer 2 gig for $99.99, but if you go through the promotion where you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing, it would give you that $10 discount to be $89.99, just like the 1 gig where the 1 gig gets $10 off.
How does it go with, like, if I get it and then it's too slow, how do I, and I want to upgrade to the next thing, how would I do that?
Yeah, you could do that either online or just by simply giving us a call.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quick, it's easy, and it's pain-free.
Good.
So we're going with the 1 gig, or did you want to go for the 2?
The 1 gig. No, one gig is good for right now. If it's too slow, I'll go get another one.
Yeah, absolutely. If it's too slow, just let us know. We'll upgrade you to it, and absolutely. And then approximately how large in square footage is your home, would you say?
I think my house is 1,400 square.
Okay. The reason that I ask is because, like I did state before, we offer extenders. Your wireless access point, which is your router, is included in your monthly package. A second extender is available at no cost for your package as well for residential subscribers. So when you speak with the technician on the day of the installation, definitely let them know, hey, I'd like an extender. You know, that way you can get the whole home coverage that you need, and it won't even cost you anything extra.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want any phone service for landline?
No,
okay.
No, I haven't had a landline in years.
I know, neither have I.
Everything's cell phone, so like, why would I want a landline?
Exactly. Well, I mean, then
they,
again,
they just do out with the landlines, get rid of them. Nobody uses them anymore except
for
like older people.
I mean, to be honest, in Hensonville, they definitely need landlines.
Oh yeah, depending on what area you're in, definitely up there in the Hensonville.
Is it
area.
Sad to say that I live in Dutchess and I still have no cell phone signal in the areas that I live?
I don't know. Nowadays,
it's kind of crazy.
Anything's possible.
It's terrible, but then every time I'm over by Greenport, too, like the town of Taconic, like I have no signal there either.
Yeah, I think Taconic, that area doesn't have any type of signal either. I go
yeah, but you would think that, you know, these cell phone towers would be built everywhere.
Yeah.
You would think.
Yeah, I got Cricket, so I go through, and I pretty much get service anywhere I go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got Verizon, but they seem to be like the best that provides at least 2 bars of signal where I live. I've tried all the others. It's been horrible. Even Cricket was not getting anything here.
Well, it probably all depends on which phone you had, too. I mean,
they were latest iPhones.
Yeah, and I don't like Apple iPhones. iPhone's garbage in my eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I like both. It's just, I feel like the UI is just significantly smoother. The main reason I had even, like, switched back from Android to Apple was because of the Apple Watch, because it was that much smoother, and I had a tendency of leaving my phone behind. So I needed that, like, extra, like, little bit of a piece of technology that would allow me to go to work without needing my phone with me. But, yeah. Do you rent or own your current property?
I own my house.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home?
What do you mean?
Are they coming off the pole through the air, or are they buried underground?
I have no idea. I think it's coming off the air.
I can put down not sure. That's perfectly fine. The techs will be able to determine it.
Okay.
And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. All right. Please let me know how I spell your first and last name, please.
Daniel, Daniel. Last name is Conlon.
That's Con as in Nancy, Lon as in Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure. And then what is the best email address for you? This is also going to be the way to log into your Archtop Fiber Online account.
See what one I have. DconlonJR10@gmail.com.
Okay. And I'm going to repeat that to you. So that's D as in David, Con as in Nancy, Lon as in Nancy, JR10@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, and what would you like your primary phone number to be on your account, please?
518-947-8026.
Perfect. Is there a secondary number you'd like on the account?
Yep, 518-210-1107.
Perfect. Awesome. And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? Phone. We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Yep, phone, text, whatever.
Okay. I selected both, but just so that you are aware, and I do have to ask you for your permission for this. But with the text opt-in, we can notify you via text messaging with important information, such as install appointments, updates about your order status, and any billing updates. By opting in to receive your text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And again, this is strictly for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements on your cell unless you were to authorize that. And then you can always choose to opt out on your through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone. And just so you're aware, message and data rates may apply. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
And then do you also agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents, such as me, at the phone number that you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition of purchase. What it just means is that if we need to either reschedule or say, hey, it might be an automated voice recording stating, hey, you have your appointment coming up on X date. So just to let you know.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay. And then as part of our order process, we do need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. It doesn't tell us anything with regards to your score. It does not affect your score. We just need some information that validates that you are who you say you are. And then also it lets us know whether a deposit is required. If you wanted to bypass the credit check, you can, but doing so would automatically require that $50 deposit. Now, if you do decide to go the deposit way, it will be held on your account for 12 months and then returned to you either as a bill credit or a one-time payment back via check.
No, I'll let you guys run this off. I'm not worried about it.
Okay, perfect. And just bear with me. Mm-hmm. Almost there. All right. And so just to confirm it, it's 108 North Allen, right?
Yep.
If I could type, that would be great.
No. Yeah, no.
All right, and whenever you're ready for the social, I only need it once, unless it cuts out, then I may ask for it a second time. But immediately once you provide it to me, I will click on submit, and it'll let us know whether a deposit is required or not.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
051-72-1603.
Perfect. Submitting that now. Awesome. No deposit required.
Okay.
All right, let's continue this. And then did you want to enroll in the auto pay and paperless billing? That's how you get the $69.99 price.
Yeah.
Okay, so it will ask me for some account information, mainly your routing and the account number for the checking account.
So I don't have the routing information and that information. All I have is my my debit card. That's usually what I do for that.
Okay. So that would give a $5 discount instead of a $10. Unless you have access to your banking app, it does show you the information in the banking app.
Let me get on there.
Yeah, I wish they were both the same, to be honest, but... It's understandable. Visa and MasterCard, they like to charge extra things. Processing fees.
Everything's coming credit, and then they want to charge you all this extra stuff for it.
I know. It's crazy. Huh?
Okay. So I have the routing number.
Okay.
221-370-467.
Okay. And just to confirm, that is Bank of Greene County, right?
Yep.
Okay. And whenever you're ready for the account number?
520-334-1748.
Got it. And then it's your name on the account?
Yep.
And is this a checking or a savings account?
That is a savings.
It's a savings?
Yep.
Okay. And then do you authorize direct debit payment every month?
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. And, of course, you did receive our direct mail. Is there any details about your home on the outside that our installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location? Such as any buried wires, any septic tanks that we should be mindful of?
No.
Okay. Did you have any questions or comments for our techs?
No.
Okay. All right. You are all set there. Just got a couple of pieces of information that might be helpful for you. Now, when it comes to the date of your installation, you may notice someone come to your property before the date of your installation. What they're there is they will determine that best way to connect your service. They may install what's called a drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part. So what that means is that the only part that we need you home for is the actual installation date where the tech needs to come into the home and get you all set up. They will also determine at that point whether or not they're going to go aerial or burial for your drop cable when they come before the date of your install. If necessary, a temporary drop cable may be laid on the ground. We will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Okay. If you have a current provider, meaning probably Mid-Hudson, to maintain that consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider.
Okay.
The router and the modem and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, okay, you'll receive a return kit to send all the associated equipment back to Archtop. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment, and that can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. Also, mm-hmm, there's no cancellation fees at all. So if you decide, hey, you know what, I'm not liking the service, or if you decide, hey, I sold my home, I move into a different area, and I know you don't service that area, no cancellation fees whatsoever. The $69.99 price will be valid for 2 years, and there's no contracts. So you're free to do whatever you want.
All right.
And then for any questions that you might have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit our website. You can also give us a call. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account, but you also have auto pay set up, so no need for that. And then you are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber Online account using the email address that you provided to me today. So you'll receive two emails, one of which will be a confirmation of your order. The other one will be the invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account. That's where you would have the ability to manage your account, change your auto pay settings if you needed to, upgrade to the 2 gig if you decided, hey, I want the 2 gig. And then you can also review your billing statements. Your billing statements, you should be receiving an email stating when they're available. And again, your first day of the billing cycle is not going to be until the date of installation.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay.
You're all set? You're done.
All right. And you said it's not coming out here until December 21st?
Correct. December 21st is the expected in-service date for your address.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. No
but
problem.
We're excited. That means we're making a lot of progress.
Yeah. Just trying to get out of this whole Mid-Hudson cable. I mean, they're good, but I've been having a lot of problems with them lately, and their pricing just keeps changing. So.
Yeah, especially now that they renamed themselves to Mid-Hudson Fiber.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yep, they did.
Oh, okay.
They did that, I think, a couple of months ago. Yeah, because I remember I had a customer that was looking for Mid-Hudson Cable, and they asked me for their phone number, and I'm like, oh, okay, let me just look it up real quick. And I noticed that, in fact, yeah, they changed their name to Mid-Hudson Fiber.
Yeah,
I don't even know if they're offering fiber yet, but...
No, they're not. They said that it's not going to be up here for like another 2 years.
Wow, so why would they change their name?
Because that's what they're trying to go to.
I get that, but I mean, wow.
Well, the funny part, it might have even been you guys, but I had a fiber reel sitting on my property, and somebody just dropped it. It was like 2 years ago, and me being myself, I put on a Facebook Catskill community board,
yeah.
Oh, I got a big old reel full of fiber optic cable. Anybody want to come pick it up? And I thought that was their fiber, and she said, no, it's somebody else's.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
I'm wondering if that was your guys' fiber optic cable and all that out there.
Well, I mean, we had to get all the permits the last few years. So, I mean, we started providing actual service in Kingston earlier this year, and we also went out to Saugerties and Rhinebeck. We're also working on Red Hook at the moment. And we do
okay.
plan on making it out to Hudson. So I don't know if it was necessarily ours.
Okay. Oh, good. Give them some competition because that's what they need.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, we've heard that for a lot of different companies, like Spectrum. They have like a monopoly in some areas.
So,
customers' words,
yeah,
not mine.
Spectrum isn't up this far yet.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
I don't know. You're up in Windham area. So you know where Price Chopper is in Catskill?
Yep. I'm familiar. I used to go to Co-Green.
Yep. So you go up to that Y right there, and you could take 9W down to Kingston Saugerties.
Yeah, I usually take that a lot.
They don't. I heard Spectrum doesn't come past the second or the first bridge going to Saugerties.
That's right, because the first bridge is right where the border is.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they don't go. Spectrum won't come because my friend was working for Spectrum, and I tried to get them to come in, and they wouldn't come. They want to come past that first bridge.
That's crazy. I mean, why wouldn't you? That's more people who need internet service. Like,
yep, and the money that's around here, because now, like you said, competition with them.
Yep. Yeah, we're very upfront with the way that we are. Like, also, one more thing, that $69.99, that's all you're going to be paying. You're not going to be paying a cent more unless you were to add any other services or any accessories to it.
Okay.
The taxes and the fees are fully included in your price.
Oh, that's crazy. So that's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing that's getting pulled out is $69.99.
Okay, that's cool.
So I think that's also another thing about us that I really enjoy is the fact that, you know, we like to be upfront. You know what you're going to be paying every month. And hey, why not? With fiber, I mean, you get to game, you get to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Much faster, and it's a better technology anyway.
Yep.
Because coaxial is still technically DSL somewhat. It's not the same process, but it's the same kind of cables.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
It's interesting.
So, do you know when I'd be getting like a message when they're going to come install or whatever?
So come December, we should be giving you a call. So either it'll be myself or one of my team members that will be reaching out to you to let you know, hey, we're able to schedule you. You might actually also receive an email saying that you're able to be scheduled. Please give us a call. Because I've had a heavy mix of both where, like, we get a list of, okay, these are the customers who are able to get scheduled. And then there are some who also receive the email of, like, hey, I got an email saying that I'm able to schedule my install. Okay, great. What's your name, et cetera? And then we just look you up and we're able to schedule you at that point.
Okay.
So, Definitely look forward to it. It's going to be in late December. It's more like, you know, December 21st, as I stated. So sometime around there, you should be hearing from one of us or receiving the email. But definitely log into your archtopfiber.com account before that. That way the link to set up your account, it's not like you're actually setting it up, but it gives you a temporary password so that doesn't expire.
Okay.
Because otherwise you might end up calling us and being like, hey, I can't get in. Then I have to change the password for you, which is fine. It's easy for me to do.
Yeah, because I haven't received anything to my email yet.
Okay. Yeah, keep an eye out on the junk folder, too. Gmail has a tendency of doing that.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there any other questions that I might be able to answer for you today?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and welcome to the family.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.